Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. The last two broadcasts, we're talking about how the Father can bring someone out of nowhere and raise them up for His glory. But today I want to talk to you about the fact that whatever He's asked you to do, He is with you. He's with us. There's no telling what He can do in our lives and through our lives. All we have to do is turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us into the image of Yeshua. There's no telling what He could do with our lives. Because He's with us. He's in us. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting verse 10, he's telling His people about the new land they're going into. In verse 10, "And it shall be when the Father shall brought thee into the land which He swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells they only He can do this, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full." Don't forget Him. He brought you out of the land of Egypt. Verse 14, don't go after the gods of these people where I'm bringing you into their land. Verse 15, your father is jealous, and don't tempt him. In verse 16, hallelujah. Verse 18, "Thou shalt do which is right and good in the sight of the Father, that it may be well with you, that you may go in and possess the good land which He gave unto your fathers, to cast out all the enemies before you, as He has spoken." He's going to do all the work. All we have to do is follow Him into our promised land, into our purpose, into our destiny. In chapter 7, verse 1, "When the Father shall bring thee into the land," not if, "when He shall bring you into the land which thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you." Look what He could do in us and through us and for us. So He may have an assignment for you, and it seems so difficult, and how can I do it? Well, He's going to do it through you. And when your father shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. Make no covenant with them, nor show any mercy unto them. In verse 5, "Thus shall you deal with them. Destroy their altars. Break down their images." See, there's so many things happening in the world. We have to know that we want to be part of His remnant, and most people aren't going to agree what Yeshua is saying. We have to go in and try to rescue people, but not believe their ways and their lies and serve their gods. We just serve our Heavenly Father. Verse 6, "For thou art a holy people unto your Father, and He's chosen us to be a special people unto Himself." Hallelujah. He's just so great. In verse 18, "When you go into the land, don't be afraid of them, but remember what the Father did unto Pharaoh, unto Egypt. The great temptations which thy eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and a mighty hand and a stretched out arm when the Father brought you out, so shall the Father do to all the people of whom thou art afraid. And moreover, the Father will send the hornet," in verse 20, "among them until they are left and hide themselves from you, and they be destroyed. Don't be afraid of them, for the Father is among you, a mighty Father." He's with us. Whatever He's asked you to do, He's with you. Just turn the battle over to Him. Look what David did. He turned the battle over to the Father, and the Father used him to kill Goliath. And the whole Philistine army was destroyed. Verse 22, "And your Father shall put out all those nations from thee before thee, little by little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you." He didn't want them to be lifted up in pride. He's going to do little by little. "But the Father shall deliver them unto you, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And He shall deliver their kings into your hand." Look at all that the Father is going to do for us and through us. Allow Him to do it. Just obey Him, and don't be concerned about what's in front of you. Just know the Father, He's the breaker, and He's going ahead of you, and He'll give you the breakthrough. The breaker will give you the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then He says, when you go into the land, verse 26, "Don't bring any abomination into your house." You got to be careful what you bring into your house. Hallelujah. And that's what He's saying to them. In verse 6, chapter 8, "Therefore you should keep the commandments of your Father, to walk in His ways and to fear Him. For your Father is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks and water." And verse 7, "of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you shall eat bread without any scarceness. You shall not lack anything." Hallelujah. But in verse 10, "when you are eaten and are full, and bless your father for the good land. Don't forget him. Keep his commandments. Verse 14, don't let your heart be lifted up and forget him. Hallelujah. Which brought you out of Egypt and brought you into this land. Verse 18, but you shall remember that your father, for he is the one to give you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto his fathers, as it is this day. He wants to bless us financially, not so we can live on an island someplace and wait for the rapture. He wants to bless us financially so we can establish his covenant on the earth to bless people, to do his work. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just so good. Go with me to Joshua chapter 10. We're talking about how the Father, he's going to lead us into a promised land of purpose and destiny. And don't be concerned because he's in us, and greater is he that is in us than with anything that could come against us. Hallelujah. In chapter 10, Joshua, the armies of five kings that come against Joshua. In verse 8, and the father said unto Joshua, don't fear, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before you. Hallelujah. Verse 10, and the father discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way to go up to Beth Horon and smote them at Akkah and at Makeda. Hallelujah. He destroyed them. Now go to verse 28. And that day Joshua took Makeda and smote it with the edge of the sword and the king and utterly destroyed them. See, the father was willing. Look what the father did to him. But remember, the father said he didn't want any man standing before him. And verse 30, and the father delivered also, this was in Libna, and the king thereof, and he smote it with the edge of the sword, in verse 30, and all the souls therein, he let nothing remain in it. The father, when the father does the work, he does a complete work. And he wants to do a complete work in us. He wants to use us to destroy the devil's influence in people's lives totally, utterly. Not just give them a little band-aid, but destroy what the devil's doing in their lives. And he can do it through us if you just allow him to do so and allow him to maintain that sanctification process. To turn our flesh over to him on a daily basis. Allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh. Conform us to the image of Yeshua. Wow, he'll just do a complete work through us. Hallelujah. Mortify the deeds of our flesh. Conform us to the image of Yeshua. And all Israel with him. And to Lachish. And encamped against and fought against it. And the father delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, which he took on the second day and smote it with the edge of the sword and all the souls that were there according to all that he had done in Libna. And it took him 2 days because the father was with him. And the father wants me to tell you that he is with you. You have nothing to fear. He's with you. Whatever obstacles are in your way, he'll get rid of them. Just like Jericho, just start praising him. It'll come down. Then Horam, in verse 33, the king of Gaza came up to help Lachish. But Joshua smote him until he left nothing remaining. Then from Lachish he went to Eglon. In verse 35, and he took it all in that day, on one day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were there, he utterly destroyed them. Hallelujah. Then he went against Hebron, and verse 37, and he took it and smote it with the edge of the sword and the king thereof and all the cities thereof and all the souls that were therein. He left nothing remaining. Look at the complete work that the father did through Joshua. In verse 39, they went to Debir, and he took it and the king thereof and all the cities thereof, and he smote them with the edge of the sword and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left nothing remaining as he had done in Hebron. Verse 40, so Joshua smote all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the vale, and of the springs, and all the kings. He let nothing remain. He destroyed all them that breathed, as the Father commanded. Hallelujah. In verse 42, and all these kings in their land did Joshua take at one time. Look what the Father did to him. He found somebody, Joshua, who was obedient. Remember, he told Joshua, I think it's about 5 times in Joshua chapter 1, to be strong and of good courage. Even the people said, Joshua, be strong and of good courage. We'll follow you just like we did Moses. But look what he did. He obeyed what the Father said. And look what the Father did through him. It's no telling what the Father can do to you. Joshua didn't have the Spirit of the Father inside of him, but we do. How much more can the Father do through us? to destroy the works of the devil in people's lives. He can use us, like Peter, to rescue whole families at one time. Look what Peter did at Cornelius' house. The whole family got saved. Hallelujah. No telling what he could do to us. He just wants you. He wants you to open up to him. He wants you to recognize your weaknesses so he can make your weaknesses to be strengths. Only he could do so. He wants to use us in the promised land that he has set up for us. The purpose, the destiny, the assignments. But he needs our cooperation. That's just to turn the battle over to him. And the greatest battle he has is our self, our flesh. The only access Satan has to us is through our flesh. So we need to turn our flesh over to him. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Or just agree with me in prayer if you can. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there. Father, we want you to do tremendous works through us, Father, to rescue souls, to set people free, destroy the works of the devil in people's lives. But here we are, Father. We turn everything over to you. And Father, I'm asking you to do healing and miracles in people's lives right now. Set people free. Heal them right now, Father. I'm asking, I'm believing. Do a miracle that they need the most, Father, as they turn everything over to you. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org. It's about 250 prophetic messages. Just click on messages. I've written 3 books. The first book is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua, which he has completed, or everyone he's completed with the exception of 3, which he will fulfill in his last days. And also I've written a book called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar. What he did in the Word on those months, he wants to repeat them in those months. And you need to know when those months begins and end. Now, if you go to my henrywalker.org and click on Biblical Calendar, you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on the Gregorian calendar and the Biblical calendar. And also you can see when each feast day begins and ends up to the same period of time on both calendars. And that'll really help you to understand what's going to happen in this month and what can I receive? What can I expect to receive? And what does he want me to do during that month? Hallelujah. And also in the same book, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father did things in the Word, and he wants to repeat them on those hours. And you need to know so you can be prepared to receive them on those hours. There's a certain hour that his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And you need to know that so you can receive it. He can heal at any time, but there's a certain hour. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. And you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677. We're just going to give you these books at our cost, which is $5 each. Or if you have no money, we'll just send them out free. My wife and I just want to bless you. I want to put these into your hands in these final days, these last days before he comes back. He just really wants to make sure that you're totally weaponized in these last days. And again, you call me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. We've got to get those books out to you. Also, remember my broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. And also, if you want to go back to any prior broadcast, you go to WCNO.com and click on demand and just use the arrow and go back to that particular date. We just want to bless you. And my friends in Bahamas, if you can't call me for prayer, just email me at henrywalker.org, click on contact, and give me a name and your phone number. And I'll call you back so you don't have to pay for it. But just make sure that you bring the flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And I'll be excited to pray for you and pray for a miracle. So remember the next time, this is a Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity.